Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Lopa Lopa Grilling Guys each and every morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. We're going to talk a little bit about turkey fryers, but before we do, did we have fun last night or what?
Oh, yeah. We absolutely did.
The fourth annual International Wine, Food, and Beer. It's going on right now down at the DeVos. It's actually sponsored by a competing station, but the event itself is really good, and we're heavily involved with a lot of the people there, like a lot of the brewers and wineries. We did a little seminar with Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales, and we had a blast.
We did. The grilling guys were paired up with Tim, and we talked about pairing food that Tim makes with, or that we make, rather, with the beers that Tim makes. Yeah, okay. It was a good night. It really was. But we had a lot of fun. We had about 50 people in a room there. And you know what really surprised me about the whole thing is about half the people in the room were women. I was really pleased to see that. I don't really even think they were drug in there by their husbands. They were there willingly to learn about grilling and pairing beer with grilled food.
Hey, they're going after our turf, I'm telling you. And the other 50% were men.
Yeah. Exactly. They were drugged in there by their wives. Yeah.
I gained a real appreciation for Lockdown.
Yeah.
is awesome.
Lockdown is an IPA that they make down there at Arcadia Ales. It's fantastic.
It's actually a Scottish ale.
Is it?
Yeah. It's so sweet. I mean, it just got a nice kick to it because a couple of glasses of that, and I had to cut myself off because it's like, okay, we have to talk up here.
Yeah, the recipes were flying.
Yeah.
But, no, we did have fun. And that wine, beer, and food festival is open today from noon until 9. It's right at the DeVos Place in downtown Grand Rapids. It's $15 to get in. I'm not exaggerating. There's 150 wineries there and probably 50 breweries.
Yeah,
and then a bunch of food purveyors. For $15, you get in. Then you buy these little 50-cent tasting tickets. And I tell you what, they're very generous with the food and the beverage. So for $10 of tasting tickets, you can have a great, great afternoon or evening. And you're going to try some stuff you've never had before. So I'd highly recommend you get down there and give that a try.
And on the way out, we stopped at Bar Devani. Has a really cool little bar set up there with they're serving food, and I ran into a friend of mine, Steve Heacock, and him and Brenda were down there, and he had some beautiful lamb chops. I mean, just amazing lamb chops. But he introduced me to the owner of Bar Devani, and the guy's pretty amazing. His name is Rimple Nayer, and what a nice guy. He has done so well with that place. And I told him, I said, you know, the danger of Bar Devani is everything here's so good you can overindulge. But that, if you're going down to that show, go up and introduce yourself to Rimple. He'll be behind the bar, good guy, and just tell him the grilling guy sent you, and then maybe we'll get some free lamb chops sometime.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's always an angle, isn't it?
It is.
Well, let's talk a little bit about deep-fried turkey. This is a very, very popular way for people to cook their turkeys. It's quicker than the oven, and if you do it right, I think you get a very, very good product when you're done. People always are concerned that, boy, if I submerge a turkey into hot oil, it's going to be so greasy when it comes out that we aren't even going to like it, and it's absolutely not the case. This is one of my favorite ways to cook a turkey, but there are some things that you need to make sure that you do before you start this process. We hear every year about fires in people's houses. If the weather's inclement, we're supposed to have a good run of weather between now and Thanksgiving. Do it outside. Don't do it in your garage. If you got inclement weather, you can do it in the garage. But at the end of the day, you need to be very, very careful.
Yeah, I would take it a step further even and say, no matter what the weather is, do it outside, because you're talking open combustion. You've got a big, I think it's about a 75,000 BTU propane burner. That's a lot of fuel, a lot of gases. Just dangerous. Even if you're using peanut oil, the chance of combustion's there. But more importantly, just go outside, because it's just like grilling. It's a back deck sport. What I did was actually had a 4x4 metal pan made because you're going to spill some grease no matter what. You're going to have a little bit of drippage. And I had this friend of mine make up this really cool pan with a little one-inch lip on it.
Yeah.
It's really, it was sweet and simple.
Yeah. So here's a couple never-dos. Never, ever put the turkey in the oil when it's partially frozen. It must be completely thawed. There's two reasons. One is you will get a kind of an explosion in the oil when you put something frozen in hot oil. And the second is the bacteria. You want the bird completely thawed so that the oil can cook the bird, bring it up to temperature. The other thing is if you don't know what we're talking about with a fryer, like Bob said, it's a propane burner about as big around as a basketball, and there's a pan that sits on top of it. And what you're going to do is you're going to get your oil to 350 degrees, and you're going to submerge the turkey in it, and you're going to cook it about 3.5 minutes per pound of bird. And that's why this is so cool and so popular, because if you put a 20-pound bird in there, it's done in an hour. You put a 20-pound bird in your oven, it might be 4 hours. And it's a completely different flavor profile, but it's very, very good. But what, Bob, let's talk about how to measure the oil in the pan, because that's very, very important. You don't want to dunk that turkey in there and have it overflow. What's the technique that we use?
Well, and before I get into that, I also want to say, when you're buying your turkey, if you don't have a turkey fryer, call Allen Bob's. I think they carry them there, but you got to be careful, because some of these are really cheap brands. You want to get the stainless parts. Stay away from the aluminum, because they stain up really bad. So what's your question again?
My question was, how do we determine how much oil to put in the pot before we put the bird in?
Well, you fill it with water and you drop your bird in. You put X amount of water in there halfway up, and you drop your bird in, and you just put a little mark on it so you can see where it is. Then you dump the water out, dry it out, set your bird down, pat your bird off, make sure you spank your bird there a little bit. Make sure there's no water in it, because when you drop that bird in, you'll have a
water and oil creates
a hydrogen bomb.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's not good.
Water and oil creates a little bit of a mess when they come together, so you really want that bird dried. Now, Bob, when you season a bird to put it in the deep fryer, are you going to season it on the inside, season it on the outside? You're going to inject it? What's your favorite way to do that?
Gosh, you know, there's so many cool ways to do it. I always inject. I'm pretty simple about it. I just like that Creole butter. There's several brands out there, but you've seen it.
Right, right. You can get it at the store.
It's excellent. Yep. But the key is there, if you're going to buy an injector, get the metal one. Don't waste your time on the plastic one, because the second or third time you use it, the needle's going to break off. And
right.
You'll just be going for another one. But I like shooting Creole butter on it, and then I'll very often rub the inside and the outside with some sort of a seasoning, because it makes that crust really, really good. It doesn't help the meat at all. But if you're going to eat the skin, because that deep-fried skin, some people go nuts over it.
Right.
It's really good.
So if I was going to inject the bird with this Cajun butter or any seasoning that you like, whereabouts do I put the seasoning in the bird?
Well, anywhere you can get that needle in.
Okay. All right.
And don't put too much in each spot, because it'll just come gushing out. You're going to put a bunch of puncture marks in it. But shoot it into the breast, especially in several locations, because it'll kind of vein in there, and it'll travel throughout the meat as it heats up and you cook it, and it's just a wonderful thing to cut into when you're slicing that bird up.
Yeah, and so to recap, what you're going to do is you're going to measure the oil that you need to put in there, because you got to get the oil to the 350 degrees before you put the bird in there. And the last thing you want to do is drop that bird in and have that oil overflow, because where's it going? Right down on your flame, and you're going to have a huge fire. So that measurement is important. Make sure the bird is thawed. You can season it. There's any number of recipes out there on the internet for any particular kind of seasoning.
And make sure you use peanut oil. Do not use vegetable oil.
Right. The peanut oil is a much lighter oil. It comes to temperature quicker, and it doesn't seem to create the greasiness that a vegetable oil would.
Well, the combustion point is much higher.
Okay. And it's in a safety factor, too. So, anyway, coming up next, we're gonna go from the deep fryer to the grill, and this is where Barbecue Bob is going to shine, because he's going to talk to us about a little grilled turkey breast, where you're going to get it, and do you brine or not, and we may even talk a little bit about some turkey jerky on that grill. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The grill. Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.